When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We were terribly disconnected. People showing up on the wrong day to do things, and nobody was focused. David's drinking was totally out of control.
Mick Box went to the studio on Saturday to find that we'd all gone home because we'd finished, and he didn't even know. So that's how organised it was. And I still don't know how it happened. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, Mick phoned me up over the weekend and said, "What the hell's going on?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you all went home and I didn't know we'd finished." And I said, "Well, Mick, I mean, we all went home. Where were you?" So that's how bad it was. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep. This is the seventh episode, seventh day in a row we've been looking at Uriah Heep's discography. We're talking about their seventh album today. Wonderworld came out in June of 1974. They recorded it in Munich at Musicland Studios. Cool album cover, which features the band as statues, but not a cool album. Wonderworld sounds like an album that was written and recorded just so they had something to release that year. And also, while they were making this record, the band dynamics were crumbling. A quote from Ken Hensley: "Recording in Germany disrupted the band's normal method of operation, and that had a big negative effect on the group. Our communication was falling apart. We were arguing over stuff like royalties, and we were getting involved in matters beyond music. So business is starting to interfere with the art here." Mick Box remembered the weeks spent in the studio as being, quote, "dramatic," and for all the wrong reasons. Quote from Mick Box: "David was drunk for most of the time, Kenny was having an emotional time of it, and I was constantly trying to help them, so it was difficult for me too. There was also a bit of friction between Kenny," or Ken Hensley, "because Hensley didn't like all of the attention that the flamboyant David Byron was getting." The drunk David Byron. And bassist Gary Thayne was in even more serious trouble. Apparently the strenuous touring schedule, compounded by his heavy drug use, was taking its toll. Matters came to a head while the band was on tour in September, when the bassist received a serious electric shock on stage in Dallas. The rest of the US tour was then canceled, and the UK tour was rescheduled. Thayne ended up in the hospital, and soon after getting out, he accused manager Jerry Braun of ripping the band off, I guess, or making it more about business than the music. I don't know, but they ended up firing him. Yeah, so Gary Thayne's going to be out of the band after this album, and a year later, he was dead, having overdosed on heroin. All right, let's get into the record. Kicks off with the title track, Wonderworld, written by Ken Hensley. A mellow ballad without a great chorus, so mediocre.
We freely speak of dreams. We marvel at what they conceal. But in my wonder world, each sleeping vision is so real. So I believe and hope that all the things I see may one.
Second song in the album is called Suicidal Man. Heavy but not great melodies, so another mediocre song. Third song on the album, The Shadows and the Wind, written by Ken Hensley. Better melodies than we heard in the first two songs, but I'm not a huge fan of this song either. Very poppy, but rather generic.
Oh, they're moving in again, hidden by the shadows and the wind. But we'll just wait a while and then we'll show them all that this time we ain't giving in. Without a care, they sweep aside our dreams to try and make way for their own. No more should we surrender to their schemes. It's time to stand and show them we are not alone. Time has changed us all, we had our minds. Life has taught us we all have our love. And it's time to use it. Oh, yeah.
Fourth song of the album, So Tired. Yeah, that's how I feel while listening to this album. This is a really mediocre song. Byron even says, I'm so uninspired in the song. So, you know, yeah, we can tell. There's some cool riffing, but the song seems forced. Very basic chorus. As I said, this album is like, they were just making it for the sake of making an album. You know, churning one out every year. And you can tell me when you heard it and you think I am wrong. Cause I'm so tired of everybody staring at me. Cause I'm so tired and I'm so uninspired. Please help me. Well, I see them rise and I see them fall. Side one ends with a piano ballad called The Easy Road, written by Ken Hensley. Never hits the mark, just going through the motions, as I've been saying.
If you're looking for a place you can fly together, and you're really afraid of what you're leaving behind, take the easiest road, but take care, my brother, for you'll never find.
in before better to kiss softly than looking back on a love you'll never have again. Time's as fickle as the sky. She'll stay beside you till the day is done. La 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 la.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with Something or Nothing, a driving rock song, but another letdown on the chorus. At least it's about 3 minutes long. Second song on side two, I Won't Mind, plodding and bluesy. So if you know my musical taste, plodding and bluesy is not going to cut it for me.
We'll be right back. just leave me anytime, and I'll get along fine. I don't really know why, but I know I'll get by. If I don't, I'll die trying.
Third song on side two, We Got We. This song has the best melodies or harmonies on the album. It's not great, but it's the best song on the album, for sure.
I got to.
And the record ends with a song called Dreams. And, you know, I keep saying this on these episodes, but the song never hits us with much of a chorus. So it's kind of plodding and boring, and it's 6 minutes long. Verdict on this album, they did not have the material. They weren't ready to make an album. They hadn't put in the time to write and arrange the songs, probably because interpersonal relationships within the band were not great. They were having issues with, you know, maybe they were arguing with each other and their manager over money. The bassist is on heroin. The singer is an alcoholic. You know, Ken Hensley, the keyboard player, is not happy that the singer is getting all the attention. You know, it's all these kind of things that tear bands apart, and at the same time they're just trying to churn out another album, and so that's what we end up getting, is they just didn't have the songs. Alright, join me tomorrow when we're going to talk about the next album by Uriah Heep called Return to Fantasy.
Dreams, dreams, I'll never keep a body rest, but my eyes refuse to sleep. Sights and sounds, my mind. On silver wings upon a gilded thread, and heard the song. Be-
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.